Welcome back to Focus on WJR. Hey, our next guest is one of Michigan's most respected and influential voices in journalism. As editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, she oversees the paper's institutional voice, guiding its editorials and opinions on everything from local government and education to economic development and civil rights. She's known for her clear-eyed analysis and willingness to challenge those in power, bringing a perspective that's deeply informed and deeply rooted in the communities she covers. It's a pleasure to welcome to Focus the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, Nancy Caffer.
Well, that was an incredibly generous welcome. I'm just delighted you've made my day. Thank you.
Well, that's great. It's great having you here, Nancy. So let's start from the beginning. Before we get into, I want your take on the Detroit Policy Conference, on some issues affecting our region, and some other things. I'd love to know about your background. In journalism, if you were one of these that, when I was 5 years old living in Alabama, I knew that I wanted to be a writer, or I wanted to be a newspaper reporter, or for whatever reason. How did Nancy Caffer start?
So I wanted to be an art historian, and that's what I was studying in college. And I sort of started to get worried about jobs in that field, which is sort of ironic given that the contractions of journalism are pretty famous these days. But yes. I worked on my high school newspaper, I worked on my college newspaper, and suddenly I'm the editor of my college newspaper, and it occurred to me, oh, hey, this is a job, and I could do this. And it just felt like a big cosmic click at what I was supposed to be doing. And it took me a while to realize that I think I love the same thing about art history and journalism, because I love history, but it can be very dry. And when you look at a picture from the 1600s, you get insight into what was important to the people at that time, what was represented in their art, how they dressed, what their homes looked like. It's a social history of that time. And journalism does the same thing. It's what are the people thinking and doing and feeling against the backdrop of the events that will be recorded in history books.
So tell us how you ended up in Michigan and then I think left and went to work for a paper in Mississippi and then came back to Michigan. Tell us about that.
So, you know, I mean, after college, it's not that exciting. I wanted to move to a bigger city with more newspapers. I had some friends here. It seemed like more approachable than New York or Chicago or one of those places. So I came here and I just fell in love with Detroit. It's a city that tries really hard. Detroiters are the greatest people in the world. I did move away. I went to Mississippi to work at a daily newspaper because there was I need a daily newspaper experience, and didn't necessarily know if I would come back, but then I did. I worked at Crane's Detroit Business, and which was fascinating, a fascinating place to work, and have been with the Free Press since 2012.
So as editorial page editor, you have to decide what issues, what topics we're going to focus in on, and then what is our analysis and opinion on those topics, right? So I'm fascinated by the job of an editorial page editor. Give us a sense of how do you decide what on each of those?
So it is, that is a huge part of the job, because we have fewer resources than ever, and deciding where we need to spend our energy, what issues are important, also what issues we can add value to, because there are some things that I'm just not an expert in. I'm not well-sourced in this space or have a background in this space. Where can I bring something that adds to the conversation? Or one of the people, you know, one of my contributing columnists, where can we add to the conversation, not just kind of repeat what others are saying or jump on a bandwagon? I actually wrote down the editorial standards of the Free Press, because I've had the benefit from learning from really, really talented opinion journalists like Stephen Henderson and Brian Dickerson, and a lot of people doing this work didn't have that. And the sort of standards by which we operate our page have been passed orally from editor to writer to editor to writer. And I thought, you know what, if I get hit by a bus, we should have this stuff written down somewhere. Nice. So that's one of them, is like, we should be leading the conversation. We shouldn't be, you know, sometimes, and everything has a caveat, sometimes there's something that's so important that you need to add to the drumbeat. But, you know, what can we do that gives our readers insight, perspective, and analysis they can't get anywhere else? What feels like this is the Free Press. This is, I want people to read our pieces and obviously, I hope they'll agree with us. But if they don't agree with us, some of my favorite opinion pieces to read are ones where I don't necessarily agree with the columnist, but I come away with a new way to think about the issue. Or I've said, well, I don't think their argument works here. And then it prompts me to refine my own argument or belief. So I want you to feel, even if you don't agree with us after reading a column, I want you to feel like you learned something and like you have a deeper understanding of both the issue and maybe even your own perspective on it. So, you know, modest goals here, but that's what we try to do.
It strikes me that the standards that you mentioned and writing them down is so important, because these days, back in the day, that somebody would look toward the editorial page to see an opinion. Nowadays, people are there's an avalanche of opinions on social media. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an opinion. But they're not based on standards. They're not based on journalistic, ethical right. standards, accuracy, or some of those other standards that they should be able to count on at a Metropolitan Detroit newspaper.
Well, right. I mean, you know, in the Free Press, under Brian Dickerson, Stephen Henderson, and before them, Ron Zonkowski, Joe Stroud, has always been a very reported, policy-focused opinion shop. And yes, you're correct. You can get hot takes anywhere on the internet. Mm. And sometimes we do a hot take. Sometimes it's fun. I wrote something a few years ago about how much I dislike opening day. Sorry, guys. Mm. mostly because of drunken suburbanites who come into the city and trash it and then make fun of us later on social media for having litter that they left. But I digress. But our chief focus is, again, highly reported. You know, I do as much or more reporting as an opinion writer as I did as a news site reporter, because, you know, no one should care about my opinion other than, like, my mom, my husband, my best friend. But for a reader to care about my opinion, you know, Ron Zonkowski used to say, opinion writing is what we think about what we have worked to know. And that's it. Like, I need to let you know why you should trust my opinion. Mm. And that's where the reporting comes in.
Right. I know you and others of the Detroit Free Press, and I'm sure the Detroit News as well, can't talk about the USA Today, your parent company, purchasing the Detroit News. But is there anything that you can or would like to say about that?
So, yeah, the wholesale is well above my pay grade. But but what I can say is that there are journalists in both of these newsrooms. All the journalists in these newsrooms are dedicated to serving our readers, to serving Metro Detroit and the state of Michigan. And that's not going to change. You know, we get into this field because we care about it and because we love it. And, yeah, we are. I think we're lucky to have this media landscape here. And again, the folks aren't going to become less dedicated and less committed to doing their jobs.
Right. So. Well, I wish we had more time to talk about the issues that are key to our region right now. What is being discussed here at the Detroit Policy Conference, and the future of the region in 2026 and so on. But we don't, unfortunately, Nancy. But I want to thank you very much for being on the show.
Sure.
And we really appreciate all the work that you do at the Free Press and keeping up those ethical and moral and accuracy standards that you do.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it, because that's the backdrop to our work, and it's not often center stage, so I appreciate that.
Okay, great. Coming up after the news, so hang in there with us. We're going to turn to one of Detroit's most important organizations that helps provide leadership to our youth for decades through sports, mentorship, and opportunities. We're going to hear about that organization right after the news break, so stay with us. I'm Jeff Caponegro. You're listening to Focus on WJR.